Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we're virtually traveling to another exciting country.
Ooh.
We are going to...
Russia!
Right, Russia. And it's virtual because it's free.
Yes.
You know, studying a foreign language is kind of like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the other countries for free in a way, right?
In a way, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so Joe, is Russia a good place to go to for tourists?
Is Russia a good place to go to for tourists? Let's talk about it.
皆さん、こんにちは。今日はロシアについてのお話です。イエーイ。
Yes, Russia. Very near Japan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Actually,
yeah, 隣の国ですからね、実は。
Closer than Europe.
ロシアって言われると日本人はちょっと怖いところかなってちょっと思いがちなんですけど、そんなことはないっていうお話をしていきたいと思います。1989年から1991年にかけてソ連が崩壊してロシアができました。で、最初の10年くらいは結構経済的にやばい状態だったんですけど、2000年にプーチン大統領になってから経済的にだいぶ豊かになりました。で、このプーチン大統領すごいことに4回再選しています。すごい。
Right. So for 20 years, mostly it was Putin.
Yes.
But for 4 years, there was another guy in there too. So actually, it's only been about 16. Right.
で、この20年くらいでロシアってだいぶいろいろ変わってるんですけど、それについてジョーに聞いてみたいと思います。So Joe, how has Russia changed in the 20 years since Putin has been a president?
Right. Russia has improved in a number of ways. And these statistics are kind of from the BBC in England.
Okay.
And also the World Bank. I'll tell you 5 ways Russia has improved. First of all, the percentage of people living in poverty.
貧困層の人々ですね。
That's right. Back in 2000, when Putin first became president, the percentage of people living in poverty was about 28%.
Okay.
So almost one-third. Wow.
3人に1人だから結構多いですね。
Right. But today, it's down to 13% of the people living in poverty. Right. So it's gone like half.
Yes, yes.
Half
yes.
of it in these 20 years. A lot...Fewer poor people. Okay. A second way that Russia has gotten a lot better is that back in 2000, only 27% of families had a car.
Right. 本当なんですか?
Right, about one-third of families had a car. But today, about 60% of Russian families have a car.
Okay.
Right, so it's over double the, a larger middle class, really, really. Okay, and a third way that Russia has improved is the amount of vodka that they drink.
okay, vodka 飲む量ですね。
Right, right. Back in 2000, they drank a lot.
Uh-huh.
But today it's less than half that amount.
Good
right,
for them.
Right. Vodka is really a strong drink, right?
体によくは。
So, right. So if you drink less, I think it's probably good, right? Instead of vodka, they tend to drink beer and wine these days, right?
Still.
right. Okay, a fourth way that Russia has really gotten better in a way is that back in 2000 when Putin began, only about 5% of Russians used internet. Right, only about 5% back in the year 2000. But today, about 75% of Russians use internet. Right. In other words, they became a lot more modern and international in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The largest social media giant in Russia is called VK.
VK.
That's right. All Russians know that. It's called VK. It has very good Russian language application and analogs like that. Anyway, like 4 or 5 times more people use VK than use Facebook in Russia, right? It's really popular. Okay, and the final way that Russia has really improved is, for example, is that today there are a lot of IKEA stores.
IKEA.
Right. You know, the Swedish furniture store. Right. Back in 2000, there were 0.
Really?
But today there are about 15 stores, which is about the same as Japan. Same as Japan, about 15, right.
I didn't know that there are 15 IKEA stores in Japan.
Actually, they are. These are huge, beautiful stores with lots of interesting stuff in them.
Ikea は楽しい、楽しいですね。
Anyway, the reason I say this is because there are a lot more imports now in Russia.
Right.
So Russia has become a lot more international and modern in a way.
Right. 確かに、確かに。
So everybody, just to review for one second,There are fewer people living in poverty. Mm-hmm. A lot more people have cars. Mm-hmm. They drink less vodka. Mm-hmm. People use internet a lot. Mm-hmm. And there are more import stores.
Yay. Right. はい、というロシアがどんどん栄えていっているというお話でしたが、今日のダイアログではそういう政治的なことじゃなくて、もうちょっと個人的な性格とかの話についてお話ししています。ロシア人の人はあんまり笑わないっていうステレオタイプがありますけど、そこのとこ本当にどうなのか、今日のダイアログでちょっと紐解いていきましょう。まずはゆっくりのスピードで聞いてみてください。
Hi. I think I've seen you in biology class.Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in it too. Do you mind if I ask your name?
Oh, I'm Maria. How about you?
Well, my real name is Akihiro. But you can just call me Aki.
Wow, Akihiro, like superhero? Maybe I can ask you for some biology help if I need it. Haha.
Yeah, sure. So, where are you from, Maria?
Well, I'm from Russia.
Wow, so that's why...You're so beautiful.
Haha. Yeah, maybe. And where are you from?
I'm from Japan. Ah, I'm pretty homesick too. Right now, it's winter in Japan. I love it so much. But it's hot here in Australia.
Yeah.It's winter in Russia too. However, I don't miss that season at all. Though, it is really beautiful in winter.
Hey, may I ask a question?
Of course.
Is it really so cold in winter in Russia as everybody says?
Do you mean...Minus 30 degrees and lower? That's true.
What? Really? I'd be frozen to death there.
Haha, I don't think so. It's possible to live in such temperatures.
Maybe Russians can, but I'm not sure about myself. By the way,Is it because of such cold weather that Russians don't smile so often?
What? No, of course, no. This stereotype is kind of funny, but it's not so true, I think. Some Russians do smile and laugh, and almost everyone laughs when they're with close friends.And relatives.
Oh, I see. Should I think that we are friends or already something bigger?
Why do you think so?
Because you've been smiling at me during all of our conversation.
Haha. Okay, okay. I think...You can ask me out on a date.
Okay, so here we have a good example of a woman who does smile a lot from Russia.
Yes, some Russians
do smile a lot. Yes. It's a little different from the stereotype, right?
まず最初のところですけど、日本人留学生の男の子が、君生物のクラス取ってるよね、僕も取ってるんだっていう風にロシア人の女の子に話しかけています。 I'm in it で、 何々のクラスを取ってるとか何々のグループにいるとかそういうことですね。
And this is very natural、mm-hmm. I am in the basketball club、mm-hmm. or I am in the shodo club、
okay.
like that、yep. Everyone don't say I'm a member of
ちょっとね硬すぎる、
right, right. Or I joined the basketball club. Don't say that too. I am in the basketball club、
okay.
like thatAnd don't say I participate in the basketball club or the tennis club like that. It's very, very formal. Better I am in、
okay.
the tennis club、mm-hmm. like that. So these three words, everybody try to avoid as much as possible in daily conversation. To be a member of, I join,、mm-hmm. or I participate in. Those are very Japanese expressions. Instead, you should say I am in the club、
okay.
or I go to the club、mm-hmm. like that. I go to the conference. Don't say I join the conference.、
Okay.
I went to the conference. That's、mm-hmm. much more natural in conversation.、
ね、簡単だしね。
Right.
じゃあ、名前聞いてもいいかなっていうふうに日本人の方が言います。Do you mind if I ask? ってお名前を聞いたら気にされますかっていうふうに言ってますね。
Right, and it's very polite、
yes.
too. Do you mind if I ask your name?、
Mm-hmm.
He says in the dialogue here. Or do you mind if I ask what your major is?、
Mm-hmm.
Like that very polite way to ask for something.
何々したら気にされますかっていう感じですね。すごいへりくだってます。
Do you mind if I ask...Which department you work in?、
うんうんうん、
Something like that. Everybody try to make your own sentence. Very polite.
で、そこから世間話に突入します。お互いの出身国を言って、日本人の男の方が実はホームシック中なんだっていうふうに言ってます。I am homesick でホームシックですっていうふうな意味ですね。Joe, well, are you sometimes homesick?
Actually, no.
No.
Never, never.
really?
Because these days we have internet、and free...Skype
right,
and
right, right, right.
everything I could want.、Mm-hmm. So every day I can talk with my mother for free. Yeah. Getting homesick, I think, has gone down a lot more.
Yeah, and you have Pon-chan too.、So、
oh, yeah, my cats and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't have time to.
okay.
で、日本は今冬だけど、オーストラリアは南半球で夏だから、ちょっと寂しいんだっていうふうに言ってます。でロシア人の方も私はロシアの冬が恋しいとは全然思わないけどもうすごい綺麗だとは思うっていうふうに言ってます Though は何々だけどという逆説を表すすごいナチュラルな言い方です
Right, everybody try to use though、mm-hmm. in your English conversation Don't say but or however、
mm-hmm.
They're very strong Though is more polite And usually it's at the end of a sentence
Yeah, right
For example, I love Japanese foodI don't like natto though, like that. Or I went to Kyoto, I didn't see Ryoanji though. Try to put though in your English at the end of a sentence. It'll sound really natural. And in the dialogue, she actually has it in the beginning of
yes,
a sentence.
Yes, yes.
And you can put it in the beginning of a sentence. Right. She says, I don't miss winter at all.Though it is really beautiful like that.、
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it in the beginning too or the end. Both are okay, but especially at the end.
Okay, 最初に置くのもまあありです。
Right, right.
で、男の子がロシアってみんなが言うように寒いのっていうふうに聞いてます。で、女の子は、うん、マイナス30度は行くねって言ってます。マイナス30 degrees でマイナス30度という意味です。
Right. So in English, again, it's called minus 30 degrees. 、
うん、
very, very cold.
マイナス30度は、
right? yes.In Russia, they're kind of famous, right? Actually, in Canada, in the central part of the United States,
yes.
in the north, it gets like that too.
Really?
Yes, yes, really bad. Really bad.
死んじゃうわ。
Even Hokkaido, maybe? Not quite.
Or minus 10度かな?
Yeah, yeah.
Minus 10 degrees, I think.
That's right, right. Okay.
And what is he saying to that, Joe?
Then he says that he'd be frozen to death.If he lived there.
投資するわっていうふうに言ってます。
Right, to be frozen to death. Good expression. I was frozen to death in Saijo because I didn't have a heater. So to be frozen to death or just to freeze to death. I froze to death last winter. It was terrible. And again, these are, of course you don't die, but it's a funny expression. Don't freeze to death. You got better wear some good clothes like that. Okay.
ここから今日の面白い表現最後の2つに行きたいと思います。 ここで男の子があの質問をします。やっぱりロシア人が笑わないのは寒いからなの？っていうふうに言ってます。で、女の子は、いや、そんなことないから、友達とか親戚の前ではちゃんと笑うからっていうふうに言ってます。Relatives って親戚という意味ですね。
Right. Relatives include uncles, aunts, cousins, grandparents, brothers, sisters, everybody, your relatives.
Relatives.
Right. Kay, where do most of your relatives live?
Most of my relatives live in Kagawa Prefecture, actually.
Okay, Kagawa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
Kagawa,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Joe, how about yours? Where do most of your relatives live?
Most of my relatives live in Wisconsin, which is north of Chicago, and also Seattle. Seattle. About half and half these days. Right.
で、男の子が、この会話の間中ずっと僕に笑いかけてくれたってことは、君は僕のこと友達か、それ以上って思ってくれてるってことでいいのかなっていうふうに言ってます。で、今日の最後の面白い表現で、女の子がデートに誘ってくれてもいいわよっていうふうに言ってます。To ask someone on a date で、デートに誘うという意味ですね。
Yeah, it's very useful, right?
Yeah, useful.
This is a useful expression.
Big thumbs up.
He asked me out on a date. Or I wanna ask her out on a date. Like that. You can all use it, okay?
Yeah. Let's try use it. Please.
But first, let's listen at natural speed. And after this, we'll talk a little bit more about Russia.
Hi.I think I've seen you in biology class, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in it too. Do you mind if I ask your name?
Oh, I'm Maria. How about you?
Well, my real name is Akihiro. But you can just call me Aki.
Wow, Akihiro like superhero? Maybe I can ask you for some biology help if I need it. Haha.
Yeah, sure. So, where are you from, Maria?
Well, I'm from Russia.
Wow. So that's why you're so beautiful.
Haha, yeah, maybe. And where are you from?
I'm from Japan. I'm pretty homesick too. Right now, it's winter in Japan. I love it so much. But it's hot here in Australia.
Yeah, it's winter in Russia too.However, I don't miss that season at all. Though, it is really beautiful in winter.
Hey, may I ask a question?
Of course.
Is it really so cold in winter in Russia, as everybody says?
Do you mean minus 30 degrees and lower? That's true.
What? Really? I'd be frozen to death there.
Haha, I don't think so.It's possible to live in such temperatures.
Maybe Russians can, but I'm not sure about myself. By the way, is it because of such cold weather that Russians don't smile so often?
What? No, of course no. This stereotype is kind of funny, but it's not so true, I think. Some Russians do smile and laugh, and almost everyone laughs when they're with close friends and relatives.
Oh, I see. Should I think that we are friends or already something bigger?
Why do you think so?
Because you've been smiling at me during all of our conversation.
Haha. Okay. I think you can ask me out on a date.
So, Joe, today we learned that Russia has really become modern.
That's right. And so there's several places where tourists can go, and it's very, very interesting. One is St. Petersburg. They have beautiful buildings, beautiful art museums like that, beautiful rivers going through the city, St. Petersburg. And the other, of course, is Moscow.
Moscow,
too, has some really good tourist spots.And another place very close to Japan is Vladivostok.
Vladivostok はウラジオストクですね。
Right, everyone can say that in English. Vladivostok.
Vladivostok.
Right, and it's very near Japan. And during these 20 years, it has really improved, I heard. Actually, about 20 years ago, my parents went there for
really?
A little bit, yeah, on a cruise ship like that.
Wow.
And they thought it was really bad.
Wow.
Dirty and everything.
Oh, really?
But in these 20 years, I hear that Vladivostok has really improved.
Oh.
So it's right next to Japan.
Yeah, right.
You can
go very
easily. Try it. It'll be an interesting week if you go there.
Yeah,
really,
yeah, yeah,
really.
確かに。皆さんぜひぜひ近いうちにロシアに特にウラジオストクに行ってみてくださいね。もしくはロシア人のお友達作って、まあ、ぜひいっぱい笑わせてあげてください。エネンゴエシ。
That's right. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye! Bye.